This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to this week's edition of AMC. I'm Terry Toad. This week, our guests on AMC are Jeff Eisentrout, John Gaylor, Roy Hurdle, and president of the Old Settlers Association, Mary Dagan.
Tell us a little bit about Old Settlers. First off, different time of year.
It is. It's a different time of year. We've moved it up this year as lots of people had requested. We're going to try it out and see if this works better.
Let's talk about some of the activities going on. What's Roy Hurdle got to do with this thing?
In 1972, my darling wife, Nancy, and Kathy Dagan, continued the kitty parade in 72. That's 43 years ago, I guess, now. I think this is probably going to be Nancy's last year for the kitty parade. But anyway, the kitty parade, to me, when I moved to town in 1963, was the best parade. Nothing against the big parade, but the kitty parade was all homemade stuff. Moms and dads and aunts, uncles, cousins, grandma and grandpa pulling the kid up the street. No automated vehicles, nothing. The parade lineup is at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. That will be the 6th of August. Judging is at 9:30, and then the parade kicks off at 10 o'clock. And there's all kinds of categories. There's floats, out-of-town floats, mini floats, bicycles, walkers, pets, and I think that's all of it, isn't it?
And John Gaylor, how are you involved in Old Settlers?
For many years, I've been the Turtlemeister.
That's my relatives you're talking about, John.
I run the turtle
races. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Well, it's really been an honor. The Sertoma Club has gotten in the middle of that thing. They've been on it for, I don't know, 25, 30 years. We always get 40, 50 kids that bring their turtles in, and that's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the up on the courthouse square. But I'm also here for my wife today. She runs, her and Lisa Irwin run the Household Sciences on Sunday as part of the Country Fair Day. And there's just a lot of activity. That day's a fun day, too, because everything's free. I mean, you just get to do what you want to do, and there's a car show also. And anyway, Country Fair Day, the nice part with the Household Sciences, there's entries for baby photos, cookies, cakes, jams, and salsa. They have kids categories again. This is something they started a few years ago, and last year they did Lego sculptures, which was just, like, incredible. And that's being a real real popular item. We also have Best Peanut Butter Sandwich and Rice Krispie Sculptures for kids, and that's we started that last year too, and that's coming along real good. There's one entry per category, but also each child is kind of like the parade gets a voucher for four tickets for a free ride, and so that's a nice plus. It doesn't cost you anything to enter any of the stuff there, and but you still get a you'll still get a ride ticket.
And the thing about Old Settlers, when kids get involved in whether it be the parade or the turtle races, yeah, or whatever, you build a memory which allows them to share it with their kids as they grow up, and of course they want to come back and be part of Old Settlers. So yeah. I think that's why Old Settlers just keeps on going and going and going.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, my sister and I, my mom always made sure we were in the kitty parade, and so we always did pets, and we had a fluffy orange cat named Butterball, and he did such a good job. My sister dressed him in baby clothes, and we had him in a stroller, and we're walking him down the street. So the cat did such a great job. So we were so pleased because he did good, and we won first place. We got home, and we got him tuna and cream because we celebrated, it'd be something he likes, and of course the cat was so hot, he got rather sick from the food. Yeah, so, you know, you got to take it in stride.
Cat died the next day.
No, he made it. He wasn't really great shape, but a couple days later, he was fine. Ann and I had a good time. So.
Are you trying to get your own radio?
Oh, my gosh. We've got a slot opened up, buddy. We can work it.
Oh, my God.
But like I said, it's all about the kids. It's all about just coming together as a community and having a nice time together. That's what Old Settlers is all about.
Now, Jeff, can you top this?
How do I follow John Gaylor?
I don't know, man.
Thanks for that.
Butterball.
Oh, my God. Do you have a Butterball story?
I do not. Right. And I wouldn't tell it if I had it.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us how you're involved, John.
Okay. I'm entertainment chairman, and this is going to be a great year. You know, every year somebody tells me, bring in country. Bring something for a younger crowd, bring something, you know, it's always opposite what seems to what you have. So this year I tried to go a wide variety on the different times. Wednesday night, following the Queen coronation, We have the Harmon Family Bluegrass Band out of Shipman, Illinois. Now, they're having a big resurgence right now. They've been playing all summer long. They opened a concert with 10,000 people for Alison Krauss down in Alton Amphitheater just about a month ago. Mike Harmon, of course, was Alison Krauss's banjo player for the first 5 years of Union Station, so they have a good, close connection. They're just a great family band. They have a good Central Illinois following, so I'm sure many people come to see them for that. And then following them on Wednesday night, they'll play for about an hour, and then following them, we found a guy in Nashville. I talked to some friends, said, I need a Nashville up-and-coming country star, so in 5 years we can say, he played Old Settlers. You know, we had him back then. He's writing music right now his name is David Kroll. He's writing music for, like, Montgomery Gentry. He's a writer. He's a singer. He's young. And so I think he'll really be appealing to a lot of different generations there. And then Thursday night after the big parade, we have an American Idol winner coming. Season 9 American Idol winner Lee DeWise will be performing. This was kind of we got really lucky on his schedule, and he was able to kind of go in between gigs in the Midwest, and so it was a real coup for us. I think moving the date up helped us on this one too, and because we fall on Wednesday, Thursday, and the dates, a lot of artists are really touring around that time. When you get into late August, it starts toning down. School starts and they start taking their vacations. So there's a lot of availability now because of the new dates. So I'm hoping we can get a lot of good acts for that. So,
and it's free.
And it's free.
Free!
Yes. I've had a billion phone calls, people asking, you know, when is he going to be there? It'll be about 8 o'clock after the parade on Thursday night, the 6th.
Mary, back to you. We never did go down the exact schedule. Why don't you start on the first day on that Sunday? Run down the schedule for us.
Okay.
Please.
Sunday, we begin with the Old Settlers Worship Service that's held out at Beckemeyer School. At that time, we also do our Honor Society. At the same time, I believe at 10, the car show begins downtown. There's lots of activities connected with that. The Fundamentals will be playing that day. We have the household science, we have the turtle race, we have baby crawling and pigtail contests, and I'm sure I'm forgetting other things, am I? Oh, the Little Miss contest. Yes. How could I forget that? It will be held at the Moose at 2 o'clock. We also have a dog show at 1 that will be held sort of behind Dr. McFarland's office in the TCCU parking lot back there in the back. So that's Sunday. Wednesday, we have our Queen's Parade and the Queen coronation. And then on Thursday, of course, it's carnival rides all day and kitty parade. And our big parade begins at 6:30, and then our entertainment that night.
And once again, the Old Settlers Celebration in Hillsboro set for Sunday, August 2nd, and Wednesday and Thursday, August 5th and 6th. Many thanks to our guests today, Mary Dagan, the president of the Old Settlers Association, Roy Hurdle, John Gaylor, and Jeff Eisentraut. That's it for this week's edition of AMC. For WSMI, I'm Terry Toth.